Hey, this is Eric Amarola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports on AM 750.
We're about a month away from the brand new NASCAR season. And of course, KOAL, an affiliate of the Motor Racing Network, also PRN. So we bring you every NASCAR race throughout the entire season. And yesterday, there was some big news coming out of NASCAR, a format change, which should really cater to the casual fan. The hardcore fan, you know, I think you're probably a little iffy on the change, which is natural. But joining us right now to talk a bit about that and some of the bigger storylines of the offseason and what the new year should hold for us, we have Mike Bagley. He is the host of NASCAR Live, which airs every Tuesday right here on KOAL, immediately following Drive Time Sports. He's also a booth and turn announcer for the Motor Racing Network. Mike, great to get you on today.
Thank you for having me. How are things out there in Utah?
Snowy and cold.
Well, I wish I shared that, but at the same time, I'm glad I don't. You guys hang in there. Summer's on the way.
Well, yes, summer's on the way. At least we hope. We know spring's around the corner, and whenever spring pops up, I mean, that's a good time because that means it's NASCAR season, Mike. We're about a month away from Daytona, so it is a good time, fun time to be involved with NASCAR, I'm sure.
It is, and of course, we have had some big announcements this week, mainly concerning format changes for our races. And it's been an exciting time. I'm in Charlotte right now. Had the had a chance to visit with the folks at NASCAR last night and outlined all the format changes and how we're going to adjust these races going forward. And it is a pretty exciting time to be involved with NASCAR right now.
Well, I'm sure with these new changes, and of course NASCAR, for those who are unaware, made the announcement of the format changes yesterday. I'm sure for you, someone who's involved as far as a turn and booth announcer, I mean, now every lap of every race is going to take on a different meaning. So it's almost like a race inside itself compared to what we've been used to, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Instead of running the scheduled distance without interruption, as far as the standard caution flags are concerned, they'll pop up. We're now going to have, basically, each race will have three stages. The first two stages will make up about half of the race, and then the last stage will make up virtually the last half. And inside of that, at the end of these stages, there's going to be points paid to the top 10 finishers. And then if you win a stage, you get a bonus point to be applied towards the playoff. Gone is the reference to the chase. It's now the playoff. So really what NASCAR did by breaking these races up into stages and also putting some points on the line, in theory, this should make these guys get up on the wheel just a little bit more and give us some more racing in the first half of the race than what we've seen in years past.
Mike, I was asked this yesterday by a listener, and I think it's a valid question. Over the last, 5-6 years now, we've seen some changes to the formats in NASCAR. How much of this can we contribute to the individual dominance of Jimmie Johnson over the past decade?
Absolutely none. None of this is geared by the successes of the 48 team and Jimmie Johnson. Some folks have asked me, well, how much does this have to do with Monster Energy coming in? And the answer to that question is none. What this is a manifestation of some research that the industry has done. A lot of it comes from fan feedback. Fans have told us that they want every lap to matter, they want every race to matter, and they also want to see drivers up on the wheel in the first part of the race and not just wait till the last part of the race to do it. So NASCAR did a lot of analysis, and they also did a lot of research within the industry with teams and drivers and fans and tracks and everybody. And this basically is what they've come up with, this three-stage format. You know, we've had several, you could say, formats over the years as far as the playoffs are concerned. This is the first time that I recall that we've had a land-sweeping change as far as the actual core of the race is concerned.
For someone who's a true NASCAR enthusiast as yourself, someone who, you know, you dedicate your life to covering the sport, are you okay with these changes? Do you think that it kind of messes with history looking back on the record books? I know if we talk basketball, football, baseball especially, you know, the record books are so valuable to the sport. Do you think that alters NASCAR at all?
I don't. You know, we all respect the legacy fan, the fan like me that's been around for 30, 40 years. But at the same time, we also have to focus on the casual fan. We also have to focus on the next generation of race fan. Where's that fan coming from? What does that fan want? And overall, you can look at NASCAR, you can look at the NFL, the NBA, you can look at a lot of sports, even including the NHL, where there are tweaks that are constantly going on to keep the attention of the viewer or the listener, depending on which medium it is that you're consuming the sport. They want more. It used to be, when I was growing up, that you know we would go sit down in the grandstands at a racetrack and we watch a 500-mile race and be happy with that. But what we're finding is that the taste and the expectation of the fan is changing. And what NASCAR is doing is trying to be proactive, not only changing the format now, but also for years to come. And what NASCAR feels is this format change will suit the legacy fan, but it'll also suit the newer fan. Now, that's a fine line to walk, because more times than not, when you try to cater to two parties, one party ends up feeling left behind. I think we've got the best of both worlds with this enhancement that was announced yesterday.
No, and again, that's so key. I mean, Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA, recently just said, look, millennials have a hard time following an NBA game in the final 2 minutes due to constant replays and the amount of timeouts that coaches have. But then again, you have the classic basketball fan, you know, the term old man football, who says, hey, wait a second, you know, why do we have to mess with things? So again, I think you're absolutely right. You are walking a fine line. Anytime you change anything, to do with a sport that has such a fine tradition.
You're absolutely right. And the thing is that, to your point about the NBA, I mean, sometimes it takes 20 minutes to play the last minute and a half.
Right.
Trying to speed that up. The NFL has moved, you know, the point after attempt. It's changed its overtime rules. It's tweaking its format. If you look across all sports, every league and sanctioning body is making adjustments to the way they carry out the event. And a lot of times the changes are based on what the ticket buyer, what the viewer, what the listener is all looking for, and that's changed over the last 5 or 10 years. So as we institute these format changes, the hope is that it'll increase the competition on the racetrack. You know, if you want those points, if you want those playoff points, if you want those extra points to the season tally, you got to go get them. Well, the only way to get them is race for them. And I think that if that's the case, if these drivers really want these points, which who wouldn't, you get up on that wheel earlier, and that will in turn create a better competition or a better experience on the racetrack, which will then ultimately increase attention and get people listening more to our races, watching more, and even coming to the racetrack more.
Again, our guest right now is Mike Bagley. He's the host of NASCAR Live, which, of course, airs here on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Also a turn-in booth announcer for the Motor Racing Network. Mike, now that we're about a month away from Daytona, outside of the format change that we just talked about, what's been the most interesting storyline for you to follow?
Well, I mean, you have a lot. You have, obviously, Monster coming in. That was announced over Champions Week out in Las Vegas. You got a brand new sponsor that's not afraid to shake things up, do things a little differently. While they didn't have anything really to say about the format change, they are going to change the experience at the track. They have that edgy feel. You got the title sponsor of the Premier Series changing. Then, when you trickle down into the teams, you've got Stewart Haas Racing that's going to Ford. You got Jimmy Johnson and Team Hendrick that are going for the 8th Cup Championship. You've got a lot of different things. You got Clint Bowyer now with Stewart Haas. He's making moves. You got drivers moving. You got team personnel moving. You got a brand new entitlement sponsor for the Cup Series. Plus, you've also got a guy that can make history and do something no one else has ever done before, and that's win 8 titles in this sport. So you've got a lot of things to cover, and we're just talking about Cup. We've not gotten to the Xfinity Series or the Camping World Truck Series. You got new drivers coming in, Daniel Suarez on the heels of Carl Edwards' sudden and abrupt departure from the number 19 car. So you got new faces in new places. You've got old faces trying to accomplish new things, better things, and set new records. Plus, you've got a new entitlement sponsor leading it all. When we hit Daytona, we're going to hit the ground running, and we will have no shortages of things to talk about.
No, definitely not. And one of the names that you did not bring up, which for me has been a really interesting storyline to follow for quite some time, is Dale Earnhardt Jr. and how he returns to the track based off everything that happened last season. Obviously, that's going to take a lot of the spotlight away from other drivers, specifically in the early portion of the season, right?
It will. It'll occupy some conversation. There's no doubt about that. It's good to have him back. Glad that he came back. And I talked to Dale yesterday. He feels fine. He's ready to go. He is chomping at the bit to get in the race car. And, of course, you know, you mentioned Dale Jr. He's coming off of injury. He sat out virtually the last half of the season. Well, he's back in the car. Can they get chemistry reestablished? Can the 88 car make its way back to the front and stay there enough for Dale to make the chase and be a championship threat when we get to Miami at the end of the season?
Again, Mike Bagley, host of NASCAR Live. Mike, it was a pleasure to get you on the show today. Before I let you go, I want to get your ultimate assessment on the rule changes, the format changes that NASCAR announced yesterday.
I think it's going to do nothing but make it better. I think it's going to give increased visibility. I think the fans will be more energized. While we are humans and while we don't like change, at the same time, change is good. It also produces an unknown, and this should keep everybody guessing on the edge of their seats all season long. We're going to be on the edge of ours, and I think that this is nothing but good. I can't wait to see this in play. Our first dose will be Daytona, and then, of course, we're off to Atlanta and Las Vegas, and we start the season. And I want to see how this takes place. I want to see if the drivers get up on the wheel and respond with risk versus the reward that's laying out there with these bonus points. On paper, this is a fantastic idea. I want to see it executed. Probably after about the third or fourth race, we'll have an idea of what we're working with and how willing these drivers and teams are to take chances to try to get as much as they can to get good footing in the championship race.
Mike, again, such a pleasure to get you on the show. I really appreciate the time, and we'll catch up with you on NASCAR Live next hour.
Thank you, sir. We look forward to it. Anytime. Pick up the phone and give us a call.
Again, Mike Bagley, host of the Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live, which airs at 5 p.m. right here on KOL every Tuesday. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right after this.